War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, already into the third and final hour of this Friday, the 14th of December 2007 transmission against tyranny. Daniel Estulin is a resident of Spain, originally from Canada. He's been covering Club Bilderberg for, I guess, about 16 years now and been to more than 10 of their conferences. And, of course, I joined him in Ottawa last year. He is a big part of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. His new book, The Bilderberg Group, is a bestseller all over the world, and it finally got published in the U.S., and his first printing was snapped up instantaneously. I'm told the second printing is on the verge of selling out. We've got 400 of these books, ladies and gentlemen, that aren't available anywhere else right now. I'm told the publisher just now got some, so that may be changing. I hope you'll get them at Infowars.com. But before we get into Bilderberg and the whole globalist agenda, I wanted to talk to Daniel about EU's expansion treaty, not letting the member states vote on it other than Ireland. And I just heard the frightening numbers that the majority there are for it. It's different in France and everywhere else. They're all against it. England's 80-plus percent against. And how they're doing this by stealth, the same thing with the NAU integration, and how they're being very deceptive along those lines. Daniel, it's great to have you on, my friend.
Alex, it's so wonderful to be back on the show. Good afternoon to all your listeners in the United States and across the world.
I want to say congratulations on your book, Selling Out.
Well, Alex, isn't it amazing? The book has been published now in 49 countries and translated into 29 languages. And in the United States, a man who publishes my book is a mini, tiny publisher by the name of Trine Day. And instead of being snapped up by one of the biggest behemoths, such as Simon Schuster and company, who won't, of course, come anywhere near this book, we have to go to Trine Day and Chris Milligan to publish this book. But again, it's the people that are leading this fight. And as you just said, it's been snapped up. The first edition, we broke stock. The second one is on the verge of selling out before it actually hits the stores. You're one of the few people out there who still has copies. Anyway, this is what the fight is all about, people.
Absolutely, but the truth is exploding. Ron Paul revolution, all of it has definitely got them worried. What do you think the establishment's going to do? Are they going to try to pull a rabbit out of a hat to try to neutralize the revolution?
Well, it depends. In my case, I think it's too late. They miscalculated. The idea was, you know, to have me, to stop me before I got to the States. They weren't able to do that. Now that the book is all over the world, it makes no sense for them to make any noise, so they'll just try to ignore it, which is what is exactly what they're doing right now. I think with Ron Paul, there's a bigger danger that, I'm getting information from my sources that there are people involved on the higher levels of the American establishment who are seriously considering, and again, this is not being confirmed, but an assassination is definitely on the agenda, and I pray to God this is not the case. And needless to say, we need Ron Paul of this world to go out there and help us win this fight. But again, the people for over a decade have provided some invaluable information to me on some of the more important subjects, which of course have come true, now are telling me that there is some talk about them doing what I just said they might be doing if Ron Paul revolution really picks up steam.
Daniel, that's really scary. You don't make things up. You're a stickler on your sources and your documentation. You're saying that are these impeccable sources, and they're telling you that that's being floated about?
Well, it is. There's been a trial balloon within, you know, within the inner core of the inner core. It hasn't gotten beyond that, but at least, obviously, it's on the table because I think, needless to say, they're very much concerned. And now we know what the American political history is like over the last 40 years and how easy it is to make things look and appear what they're not. And needless to say, again, Alex, I pray to God that this is not the case, that Ron Paul can actually get out there and actually get his message out to the people something he's doing so well with your help among so many other people.
Let's flesh this out more on the other side. Talk about the European Expansion Treaty. Get into the North American Union and the Bilderberg Agenda for 2008. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My producer set Daniel up from Spain 2 days ago. I have not talked to Daniel in his very busy schedule, my busy schedule. You're learning about this as I learn about it. I just mentioned, hey, what do you think of Ron Paul? And Daniel does not make things up. Daniel does not exaggerate. Daniel is very conservative, more conservative than I am in his approach. He has intelligence sources. He has government sources. He's continued to break news weeks, months, and years before it comes out from sources in Bilderberg, just as Jim Tucker has done. He is the second longest researcher for now 16 years on this, Tucker 30. He is the preeminent now, because obviously Tucker's older and isn't able to work as hard on this. He is the preeminent researcher on Bilderberg and the whole interlocking NATO, British roundtable groups, the black nobility, that ties into the whole global system, the UN, the Vatican, the British government, all of it. And for him to come on air and say this, now during the break I asked him to flesh it out, how much he could talk about. Daniel, go as far as you can, give us as much as you can about this situation with the congressman.
Right. Before we get into this, Alex, I just want to remind the audience who might not know or might not be aware of the things that I've been reviewing and predicting over the years. In September, shortly after the Bilderberg conference, I said that the war in Iran was off the table. Actually, I said it in July.
No, you didn't know. Stop. It's now in Endgame 1.5 for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I've got you on video in an interview with you and Tucker together where you're saying...
That was a year ago.
Well, that was a year and a half ago. That was
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. It's a year and a half ago I said the war in Iran was on the table. I thought it was recently. Time flies. Really does. Anyway, a year and a half ago, I said the Iran war was on the table, and absolutely everybody, until a couple of weeks ago, was saying, we're going to have an Iran war. We're going to have a third world war. And I said, and you're right, it's an end game. There's going to be no war. And now the intelligence community comes out and says, no, there's nothing there, nothing cooking. And Bush had to admit, no, actually there won't be war. It's not that Bush doesn't want war. It's that the people in Bilderberg told the little Bush man, no war in Iran. Do you understand? No war. And he understood. Now, as far as Ron Paul is concerned, and again, Alex, I have to be very careful how I say this because these people's lives are in grave danger should their identity be revealed. These are my intelligence sources in the American intelligence community. What they're telling me is that the people at the highest level of government, not related in any way, at least visually, to George W. Bush, are saying, for at least for now, the first initial conversation of what might happen if we were to do this. And this is information they're relaying to me right now.
So they're now war gaming the possibilities. They're now judging and analyzing whether that would be good or bad.
Exactly. Well, the CIA usually, you know, does this kind of international analysis.
Yeah, they have hundreds of internal experts who war game it and brainstorm and look at different angles.
Exactly. And the question always is, what would happen if? And this is, again, this possibility of what would happen if. And again, these people, my sources, are getting it from their sources in the government who are absolutely terrified of the possible consequences should something like this actually go down and take place.
Because they're believing it will explode into a revolution?
I think one of the things that they're seeing, my sources, is that no one really knows. There's just so many unknown factors in this. You know, people have been beaten down to the point, I don't think they realize any longer what goes on around them. But again, this is such a thing, and Ron Paul phenomena has galvanized an entire nation, just as my book and your video, Endgame, have done the same. A couple of weeks ago, I talked to Richard Syron in Toronto. He presented the Toronto premiere of Endgame, and he said, you know, when I appeared on the screen, over 500 people stood up and started cheering and clapping. And this is a reaction you and I are getting worldwide. You won't believe how many people in Madrid, Spain, absolutely love and adore your work and follow everything you do. Wear Alex Jones t-shirts and follow every show you do and everything you say. And I'm not exaggerating in one bit.
Well, that's amazing. Getting back to Ron Paul, I know you've got to be very delicate on intelligence matters, and you can't even tell me over the phone because they're obviously listening during the last break. And we obviously have a lot of allies in the system as well. Let's be clear about that, and I want you to elaborate. But specifically, was it they're just floating in the councils and with the different analysts? What would happen if he was killed? Or
that's
there was
right.
a discord? Or was that the response to discussions of we may kill him? What do you think will happen? I mean, flesh that out.
They're discussing what would happen if they were to remove him. The word is not to kill. The word that they're using is remove. That's the actual word. Now, again, it is being done within the think tanks and not within any think tank. But, again, I have to be very careful, and unless I have the clear from my intelligence sources, I can't even name the think tank. When I can, I will let you know, and then maybe I can be back on your show, and we can talk more about this, because needless to say, Ron Paul people need to know about this.
Okay, but let me just be clear here. Is there discussions within the system? I mean, this is what I'm trying to say here. Are there forces inside the government from the intel you got that want him dead or who are asking what will happen if we kill him? Will that backfire? Or is there just people in intelligence?
What would happen if we kill him? Would it backfire? That's it.
And so so people inside the system are entertaining his assassination?
Again, I don't know how many people. I don't think there are that many. I think it's a very small circle of intimates And I can't explain you more than that because I don't know it myself because, again, we were not communicating over a secure line. So I only know what I told you. But, again, as soon as I know more, you'll be the first to know.
Well, let me be clear here. His numbers have doubled and now are on the verge of tripling in polls. He's winning global and national caucuses. He has now gone viral supernova like I've never seen before. It literally hit the zeitgeist. He's about to raise between 6 and 10 million on the money bomb this Sunday. And I've seen a new strategy now where they're saying he doesn't exist, he's failing, he's nothing, or outright trying to ignore him now. And now they're trying to push Huckabee as a replacement. So I do see them now treating him as a real threat.
I think he has always been a real threat. It was just a question for him to become that threat or to disappear, drop off the radar screen. And he has taken advantage, has played it very, very smartly, and he is exactly where he is. And again, what you were saying just now, we can easily apply to my book as well. They've tried to ignore it. They couldn't. It has sold over 15 editions in Spain, over 250,000 copies of my Bilderberg book. Now it's in the States. The first edition sold out on Snap. The second one is almost sold out before it hit the stores. The third one is going to be coming out shortly. And again, these people are realizing that it's the people that are leading this fight. And there are a lot of people out there who have not been dumbed down by the establishment and the mass media entertainment who are willing and able to stand up and actually be counted. Because I think what you and I have done, Alex, is we made it very, very clear in our message that the government is broken. It doesn't represent the people. The judicial system is broken. It doesn't represent the people. The media, who's supposed to be there covering the truth, is there hiding the truth from the rest of the society. So people are saying, what do we do? Because unless we do something, we will perish.
Daniel Estulin, the New World Order can deal with leaders, they can deal with big money, they can deal with large movements that have heads. But just from the position of putting on their hat and analyzing it the other way, in a counter-revolutionary position, this attack pattern that the people are leading is headless. It's virally exploding at an exponential rate. Even if the globalists stage more terror attacks, I've analyzed it. Every angle I look at shows that backfiring on them. But if they don't move, it's going to blow up in their face. If they don't kill Ron Paul, me, you, and make no mistake, folks, I can literally feel the wings of death flapping around my head every day. They're looking at me right now. They're looking at Daniel. They're looking at the congressman. He's set on air. He knows it's a danger. He's a very serious man. I mean, every angle I look at this, it shows like two freight trains going 100 miles an hour on the same tracks that are going to collide. What do you say to that?
Well, you're absolutely right, but we have an advantage, and advantage is that there is no recognizable leader to this movement. It's people in power in the movement, which is basically what's happening around the world, not only in the United States, but everywhere. And you're seeing this, so they can't just kill off 6 billion people, although they definitely would like to do that, because again, as I said it a year ago and I say it now, the war is not against Osama bin Laden or this traveling circus known as the mullahs of Iran. We are their enemy, and they will not stop until they obliterate us, destroy us, wipe us out, and subjugate us.
Go ahead.
The advantage, Alex, that we have is that we don't have a recognizable president leading this fight, this movement for freedom. There are a lot of people, a lot of smallish groups around the country, around the world, who are taking matters into their own hand and doing what they can to make sure that they're not part of the system, which obviously has long time ago stopped working for them.
And this is a revolution that isn't going to go away. It's only going to get stronger. Getting back to Ron Paul, Daniel Estulin, we're going to come back and get into the Bilderberg agenda, EU expansion. Fleshing this out more, and I'm just trying to analyze and guess what the intelligence people are saying. A lot of them I know like the congressman. A lot of them are good patriots globally. They don't like what's happening. Are they realizing from their own studied view that if they do kill Paul or if a bolt of lightning strikes him, that's going to just enrage the revolution 100 times?
Well, I don't know. I think that's just wishful thinking. God, I hope so, but I just, you know, if that's the case, you know, then take me. But I just don't see it this way because, again, what has unfortunately happened, especially with the television, is that the mass media has persuaded people that what they can see with their eyes is what's there to see.
Stay there. Break it down when we get back. Daniel Estulin, author of the Bilderberg Group. Get it at Infowars.com now.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 14, 2007. Gold, 790, 70 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 814, 67, 401, 55 for half, 278 for quarter. That's 814, 67, 401, 55, and 278. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Short segment, long segment coming up with Daniel Estulin. Daniel, we're going to get off the Ron Paul thing here in a minute, but obviously now we've got to do an article at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com, because I brought this up 6 months ago to the congressman, and he said, yeah, if I get big enough, if this movement gets big enough, it was already exponentially growing then. He saw where the trajectory was going. He said they've killed a lot of people. He said they've shot a lot of people. That's a real danger. And coming from you, who's not a man of rumors, this is a big concern. So if they're not scared of him getting killed and causing an explosion in the freedom movement, why then are these intelligence agents upset? Because they like Ron Paul, or because they see it as evil, or they didn't tell you?
I think, Alex, more than anything else, the intelligence people are patriots. I know a lot of them. You probably know quite a few as well. And as you know, the people who join the intelligence community, more than anything else, they love their country and they want to serve their country. And what they're seeing, you know, with the Bilderbergers and such, is this creation of a global network of giant cartels, more powerful than any nation on the planet, destined to control the necessities of life of the rest of humanity, who do not work for the country and do not represent our and their interests, which is why they're so absolutely paranoid of what might happen if this man gets eliminated. Because again, we have to do something now. We're at the end of the end. This isn't the beginning of the end. Unless we can do something over a very short term, the window of opportunity to get this world back is closing rapidly.
Let's explain that. They are monopoly men. I've got Aaron Dykes coming in for like 5 minutes later because he's just written a big article about, we know Rick Perry went to Bilderberg. Now the mainstream news is talking about him being Giuliani's running mate. They're both involved. Giuliani's over the North American Union highway system. His law firm literally has the contract with Centra, with the roads being handed over. These are the we see the corporate interlocking structures literally stepping into the positions of government administration. I mean, they're openly taking over. Can you speak to that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're looking at the oligarchy, which is basically essentially a private criminal enterprise, which stretches across the globe, operating through a network of government agencies, private institutions, and both publicly owned and private corporations and financial institutions. Now, this extended network, and you and I have talked about this before, stretches all the way back to the Middle Ages. Again, this is what it used to be called the family's fondi or funds, you know, oligarchical families and their monies pulled together for maximum effect and deployed through a network of financial institutions which hide their origins from the unsuspecting public. And again, unless people see it, they don't believe it, which is what the mass media entertainment has done to us. And they will laugh in our face, the people, because they can't see that beyond the reality of a television set, there's another reality, far more terrifying and far more real. And that is what you and I have been doing, trying to get this reality out.
How do you see this collision playing out? Because the globalists now recognize that they're facing more and more opposition, but they seem to be accelerating their program.
Well, I think, again, Alex, you know, to go back to the tried and true cliche, I think it's the people who are leading this fight. And the European Constitution, which was actually, it's not a constitution, it's a watered-down version of a constitution, was signed yesterday, I believe, in Lisbon. It only goes to show you that they couldn't, you know, ram it through, you know, the Europeans, because the French and the Dutch said absolutely no. So what they've done is they've created another version which basically bypasses people's votes and goes right to the technocrats and their opinion-making as
well, that's,
a way
that's,
of getting...
That's dictatorial system. That's dictatorship right there.
Well, you know, if you read European press, what they're basically telling you is they're selling it as that we are very, very lucky, we the people in Europe, that we don't have to worry about these trivial, trite little, you know, piddly things such as the Constitution, and we could just go on and do our things and let the bureaucrats and the politicians take care of all these other things which we supposedly don't want anything to do with. Of course, that is not exactly the case. Because, again, the European Constitution, or whatever this document that they're calling it is, it has destroyed the concept of nation-states. It has destroyed the concept of national constitutions, because now, as of this very moment, the European Constitution takes precedence over every other constitution in Europe in times of political crisis. And you and I know how easy it is to orchestrate a crisis of choosing.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, how obvious is this, how they created Europe by stealth? Now they're fully getting rid of the last vestiges of national sovereignty and any liberty or transparency. It's the same thing they're doing with the American Union. I want you to talk about, as you did on Coast to Coast AM a month ago with me and George, about how They've already got Blackwater up there running security in Canada. The merger is already happening with our guest, Daniel Estulin, his new book, published in the U.S.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I am.